Carlos Simon is a young composer on the rise. And he has an ear for social justice. Simon has written a string quartet in honor of Trayvon Martin. His large-scale tribute to George Floyd will premiere next year in Minnesota. And his new album, Requiem for the Enslaved, has just been released. Our reviewer, NPR's Tom Heisinger, says Simon puts a contemporary twist on the Catholic Requiem Mass.
Our story begins in 1838 in Washington, D.C., where Jesuit leaders of Georgetown College sell 272 enslaved people in order to rescue the financially strapped institution later named Georgetown University. Carlos Simon, now a professor at Georgetown, begins his requiem for those enslaved individuals with a practice we've heard too often in our own time, saying the names Francis. Out loud.
Francis, 12 years old.
Susan, 10 years old.
Susan, 10 years old.
10 years old.
Gabriel.
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 8 years old.
Gabriel.
8 years old.
That's right. Children, even 2-month-old babies, were sold by Georgetown. Fast forward to 2019. Georgetown students protest the school's troubled history and vote to set up a university reparations fund. The school also commissioned Simon to compose a requiem. He asked rapper and activist Marco Pave to write and deliver the texts.
Lord, have mercy on my soul. Set us free. This is not a world created by God. This is a country created by mobs. Killed, pillaged, freedom robbed. We were stolen. No time to sob.
Many of the major American orchestras have commissioned works by Simon, but for this requiem, he sits at the piano with a small chamber ensemble. Given Georgetown's Catholic roots, Simon structures his piece after the traditional Mass for the Dead, but he fills it with black music, riffs of hip-hop, jazz, and spirituals.
Light, everlasting, shine upon them, O Lord, with saints of thine for all eternity.
Requiem for the Enslaved unfolds leisurely. Over a 45-minute span, Simon builds in spaces for anger, for calm reflection, and passages of pure joy, like this glorious section, bustling with hope for a brighter tomorrow, with the help of an acrobatic bass clarinet. That's the Boston-based Hub New Music Ensemble, a nimble quartet of winds and strings that shifts with the moods of Simon's music. Another key presence is trumpeter M.K. Zulu, who can summon sorrow or swing in equal measure. Simon's Requiem begins in chains, but it ends in freedom. The freedom of heaven, that is, a place to look back and call it like it is.
Now, when you read the word slave in your false history books, you will know the truth. The so-called masters unknowingly elevated the souls of their property while simultaneously building a tomb in hell for themselves.
Last December, Georgetown students accused the university of stalling on its reparations promise. And today, if you go to Georgetown's website, it's not easy to find the history that Carlos Simon has set to music. Music that, in its beauty and struggle, is a warning against history repeating itself.
The album is Requiem for the Enslaved by Carlos Simon. Our reviewer is NPR's Tom Heisinger.